カモンハイパ
ー。この番組は香川県内在住の外国人の皆様のために生活に必要な情報を英語と中国語でお伝えしています。今日は歯の衛生習慣と当番医について英語でお伝えします。
Hello everyone, this is Chris from Come On iPal.
And this is Jeremy.
Jeremy, do you have any cavities?
No way. Just the other day, I went to the dentist and got a checkup and cleaning. It's something you should do regularly.
Wow, that's great. Actually, this week's topic is about Japan's Dental Health Week.
Yeah, every year in Japan, Dental Health Week is from June 4th to the 10th. During this week, people including dentists and the government work together to promote awareness regarding proper dental hygiene through publicity in order to be thorough and prevent tooth-related diseases through quick detection and early treatment.
That's great. In schools, brushing your teeth after lunch is being taught, and at this time of year, dentists visit schools and check students' teeth. If a student does have a cavity in the early painless stage, the student can go to the dentist's office right away to have it easily taken care of.
That sounds helpful. But I sometimes wonder if the level of dental health awareness is a little higher in my country, America. I mean, everyone is aware of the fact that bad dental health can have an effect on your health overall, and poor alignment and color of teeth can be a sign of malnourishment. That's why people in America are in favor of using braces at a young age, and there is a heightened sense of awareness for regular teeth cleaning.
Also, I think tooth-related diseases are scary. For example, periodontal disease doesn't heal on its own, which means, like Jeremy said, it's advised to regularly have a dental checkup. At least once per year is best. As they say, being prepared today means fewer worries tomorrow.
Agreed. And not only with teeth, but your whole body in general. If you're not feeling well, seeing a doctor quickly is important. In Japan, hospitals are generally closed on Sundays and national holidays, but there is a rotating system so that there is always a hospital open to visit for non-emergencies.
Where can someone find that information?
Well, that information, as well as the type of medical departments available at the hospital, can be found on the Kagawa Prefecture website, as well as in the information pamphlet available for your residents and the newspaper. So please check out one of these sources. Come on, iPal. Next week's broadcast is in Chinese. So the next English broadcast will be on Sunday, June 5th at 8:55 p.m. So please tune in. This is Jeremy.
And this is Chris.
Signing off.